The early deer hunting season begins this weekend in Michigan. Now, statewide bow hunting is still almost 2 weeks away, and firearms hunting is permitted starting in mid-November. Meridian Township is one of a number of mid-Michigan communities facing an overpopulation of white-tailed deer. For many residents, they're a nuisance that sometimes inflicts minor property damage, but they pose a more serious threat to drivers on local roads. Tomorrow in Meridian Township, they conduct their third annual deer harvest, a program that allows pre-approved hunters to help control the herd at specific locations. We're joined this morning by Jane Greenway, the Parks and Land Management Coordinator for the township. Hi, Jane.
Good morning.
And we're also here with Max Miller, a Hazlet resident who's participating in the hunt. He's also a licensed nuisance control operator here in Michigan. Hi, Max.
Good morning.
Thanks to both of you for coming in. How many deer do we know how many deer are in Meridian Township?
We don't have an exact number, but we know there's far too many.
Okay. What are the most common complaints from residents, Jane?
Car accidents, mostly, and then the deer eating people's geraniums and hostas.
Okay. This year, it's not uncommon to see a dead deer carcass by the side of the road in Meridian Township, regrettably. This year, there are more than 20 designated hunting sites. Can you tell us how those sites are chosen?
Sure. We took our maps and our GIS information and looked at all of the township-owned property. We have almost 2,000 acres of parks and land preserves, and we have placed hunters in virtually any township-owned property that we can that's large enough to hunt. And in addition, we are also hunting in one of the large county parks this year. So we're about expanding as large as we can.
Okay. Max Miller, you come to this from an interesting perspective. You're not just a bow hunter, but you're also a licensed nuisance control operator in Michigan. What's your angle on this problem in Meridian Township?
Well, the biggest question I get from residents is, what do I do to get rid of the deer that are foraging on my plants and vegetation? And the answer to that is about the only thing you can do is plant deer-resistant vegetation. And the problem is that vegetation that's deer resistant today, by tomorrow it may not be, because deer, they will forage on anything that they can to survive.
This is the third year for the township's deer harvest. What went well the first two times? What have you learned that maybe didn't go so well the first two times, Jane?
Well, really, it's gone off very well, and other people who have helped manage these programs throughout the state have said you guys are doing a great job, and you know we've been recommended by the DNR as a model that other local communities should follow. So no big complaints, no big problems really. The biggest surprise about this whole thing is the support. We didn't expect that from the community. We thought we'd have a lot more anti-hunting situations, and we mm-hmm. haven't seen much of that at all.
Have you participated in previous hunts, Max?
I have.
Okay.
And I would say that residents of the community are very polarized around this issue. You're either very much in favor of it or you do not favor it. There's very little middle of the ground.
Middle of the road.
Middle
yeah.
of the road, yeah. The other thing that I would say about it is white-tailed deer have only two natural predators. One is human, the other one is starvation. And we certainly don't want to have, as a sports person, we don't want to have a situation where we have deer like you see alongside the road that are struck by a vehicle or that are dying of starvation. We do not want to see that.
Now, Jane, Max suggested that there is some resistance to this, but you said the response has been generally positive. That seems to suggest there are polarized views, but the people who support it outnumber the people who don't. Is that what we take away from that?
Yes, there sure are. Some people just don't agree with hunting. They think that hunting is barbaric. They think that that we cause this problem by putting in more subdivisions and developing these very fragmented vegetated areas. So there's a lot going on here, certainly, but the bottom line is there's too many deer.
What happens to the deer once they're taken?
Well, the hunters take them to the processor. The majority of the deer are donated to the local food banks. So that kind of softens the whole issue, is that we're providing the church food banks a lot of venison,
okay.
and that's very appreciated.
We spoke with one well-known local deer processor in the area. Lynn Marendorf owns Marendorf Meats in Mason. He's gearing up for the season. Lynn says his shop receives between 800 and 1,000 deer each year from customers wanting to cook venison, and we asked Lynn Marendorf if he's noticing a decline in the quality of animals coming into his shop.
In some areas, I mean, last year was a really good year. We had a lot of bucks brought in, and there was a lot of big ones. I mean, it's just, the thing is there's some of the deer that are real small, which I don't know. I'm not a biologist, so I just go by what I see coming in. I mean, I'd like to see people try to shoot the bigger ones instead of trying to shoot the littler ones, but that's when you're out hunting, they all look big.
Max Miller, you alluded to some deer that are undernourished.
Yes.
Is that noticeable to you when you're out in the field?
Yeah, very much so. Any hunter will be able to identify a deer that's in good shape and one that is maybe diseased or undernourished. A hunter is always torn between what do I do here? Do I look for that trophy animal, or do I take that animal that's underfed that really needs to be harvested? And so that becomes an issue.
Jane, you alluded a minute ago to the way the township is set up, the way it's structured, the way the sections of the township are set up. Does the township board play a role, a zoning kind of role here, in terms of impacting the deer population in the township? I would think they would.
In a sense, especially, you know, we have these park millages, a land preservation millage that acquires natural areas, forests, wetlands, things like that. So the town, you know, those have been township initiatives. And as a result, we might have areas that were hunted 10 years ago, but nobody's been hunting them for 7 years. So we have, you know, what do? We have a lot of wildlife in this area and a lot of neighbors living along those edges of those woods.
But is zoning a topic on the board as it impacts the deer population?
No, not really.
It's not?
No.
Okay. What can people do to make their yards less attractive to deer, Max?
Well, one of the things they can do is consult with a horticulturist that can help them understand what the deer-resistant vegetation would be. But again, deer-resistant vegetation today, next year, may not be deer-resistant depending
right.
on the population, so you have to be careful with that.
The next township-sponsored deer hunt runs much longer, from October 1st through January 1st. Jane, will the parameters be the same as they are this coming weekend? Then
they will. This weekend is the early antlerless season, so just 2 days, and then the traditional bow season in Michigan is always October 1st through January 1st, and we're taking advantage of every day of that open season. When we began the program 3 years ago, it was much smaller, 12 properties. You could only hunt a couple days a week, and then we figured out what we were doing a little bit more each year, and now we've greatly expanded the program, but. Our parks and land preserves are not just open to generalized hunting. This is a highly managed program where we select hunters, we qualify them. There's proficiency testing. We do background checks. So we're not just putting anybody out in our woods. These are our neighbors. They're all township residents who are familiar with these parks and land preserves, and as a result, they're likely to take more deer.
We've got 30 seconds here. Have you had much contact with other nearby townships or municipalities with regard to the success of your program? Are you exchanging information with your neighbors?
Yeah, I get called on probably a weekly basis. Ann Arbor, Lansing, places on the west side of the state all
really?
Want our deer management plan, and I give them everything and say, don't reinvent the wheel, just use ours.
Yeah. Jane Greenway is the Parks and Land Management Coordinator for Meridian Township. We also thank Max Miller, a Hazlitt resident who's participating in this weekend's hunt in Meridian. He's also a licensed nuisance control operator here in Michigan. Jane and Max, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're paving. Hiding.